Well, Jacqueline, I've missed you all. And I mean that. We miss family when we're away. Yeah, we had a couple of Sundays because we were on holiday. But then last week as a team, we were down at Eastgate, part of this living fire training we're doing. And we just say, you know, thanks for releasing us, because it was so encouraging, but it was also confirming a lot of things that they're doing down there, we have got in place up here. So we should be encouraged by that. So, this morning, everything that I'm going to share this morning, I want you to know comes from our heart. And that's important to remember. Okay? But we felt it was right to clarify where we are on the journey, what it means to be a member of Rugeley Community Church. So that's what we're going to do. Now, at the end, you're going to get one of these booklets. Yes, ooh. Yes. But again, this is not an instruction book, neither is it a manual. Okay? This is heart. That's ever so important. That is ever so important, as hopefully you will see in a little while. I did have an analogy with these books, and then somebody sent me a text yesterday, and my analogy completely changed. Not because of what they said, but I was reading the text, and then the Holy Spirit just said, no, this is how I want you, and what I want you to say about these booklets. These booklets are not the end, okay? These are the start. What do I mean by that? Well, in a sense that the contents that's in these is something I believe is being birthed today, not completed today. We're birthing something that we believe is going to grow from this. And just as in natural birth, we need to continue to grow, to develop, and to mature as Christians, don't we? Yeah, good. So we believe the contents of this will help us on our journey to fulfilling everything that God has called Rugeley Community Church to be, which obviously is you guys. Now, I want to say something else and make something else clear. We're not discounting those of you who are members of Rugeley Community Church already. We're not wiping away the ball and saying, no, this is where we're at now. We honour you for what you have done, and we're journeying with Rugeley Community Church up until this present time. You've been faithful. Now, we've been here, it'll be, I'd one take away two, is it? 18 years, 19 years next year. But I know there's people in this, I know, I was only 18 when we arrived. Doesn't time just fly when you're having fun? And, but I know there's people who have been a lot longer in this church. So if you've been here longer than 19 years, would you like to stand up? Yeah. Okay. We want to honour you guys and thank you. Yeah. You can sit down. No, we do. We genuinely honour and thank you for walking the walk, for journeying the journey. But you know what's interesting? There are some that have been here quite a long time who have never done a membership course. Now, I'm not going to ask them to stand, because we're not in a... And of course, there's some that have been joining us over the months, over the... I think it's been about 2 years, 2.5 years since we've done a membership course. So there's been others joining us, and we just thought, well, no, this is a good time to share what it means to be a member of Rugeley Community Church. Now, you've all probably been a member of something. Who's a member of the gym? Oh, well, that's very good. Yeah, very good. I'm very impressed. I used to be. It slipped. We've obviously perhaps been members of clubs. We've probably all got our Tesco cards, our Nectar cards, our whatever cards. So to be a member of something actually isn't unusual. But to be a member of Rugeley Community Church is different. And it should be radical. It should be different to every membership that you have outside of being in this family. Because it should affect our approach, our attitude, and our response. So over the coming weeks, we're going to be sharing what it means to be a family member of Rugeley Community Church. So next week, Dave is going to be looking at our vision, our mission, our values, our church framework, what we call the wineskin. And then Andy's going to be looking at the history of Rugeley Community Church. So Andy has got 6 hours for his preach. No, I'm only joking. He's going to. But also he's going to be looking at water baptism. And then finally, I'm going to be looking at generous church stroke people and a prophetic people. But I want to ask you at the outset, you remember these two things, because these two things are important. Firstly, this. We are kingdom people who do church. We're not church people who do kingdom. There is a big difference, and that will be hopefully obvious in the next slide. Because secondly, in everything we're going to share, it is in the context of family. So we're kingdom people who do church as family is a way of life. I say we're kingdom people, it's a way of life. We're church family, it's a way of life. It's not something we come to and then we disconnect on a Monday through to next Sunday. So this morning, I'm going to be looking at some core values. A place of belonging. The fact that we're in a covenant heart and a covenant relationship. And I'm going to spend the majority of time around these three key areas, because everything else that I share should come out of knowing that we belong, that we're catching a covenant heart, and we're living, all of us, in a covenant relationship. I am also going to touch on how you can get involved and why serve and connect groups. And connect groups is really only going to be a small bit, because I've done a bit of that, but I just want to say a bit about connect groups. And I'm only going to touch on those other three because if you belong to the family of Rugeley Community Church, if you catch belonging within a covenant heart and relationship, then the fruit of everything else that we share will naturally outwork through that covenant relationship. Does that make sense? Okay, good. Okay, a place of belonging. If you Google a church in Google, 99% of the images that come up will be a church building. I don't know where that place is. I don't think it was even planned to be like that. But hey-ho. The architect probably got spoken to after. So we'll bear that in mind when we extend, okay? But it's interesting. If you Google my church, these are the sort of images that come up. So there's a very big difference between seeing a community simply as a church and my church. As a distinction between the two reveals the disconnection between only attending versus truly belonging to a group. See, if you're missing out when you only show up on a Sunday occasionally, because you become a distinct consumer, not what feels like part of the family. And every one of our core desires in every one of us is to belong, is to feel connected. We all have this inherent desire to feel part of something, connected to something, like we belong somewhere. So in a nutshell, we're saved into a family. We're one body in Christ. We're one family in Christ. When I become a Christian, you started carrying the name of Jesus within you and upon you. We were born as a new creation into this family. So God has placed you within this family. But there is also an order to belonging. People belong, then they believe, then for, I'm only using bees, then they behave. Now that's important, because religion gets it the other way round. Religion says, you behave. You behave. Then it tries to control people's behaviour by making them believe something. So that's when we get rules, regulations, agreements. But the problem with that is it doesn't give people a sense of belonging, because everyone is just coming together because really they're just under law. They're behaving, so we follow the rules and we agree to the rules. And I think that's one of the main reasons why people struggle with being and feeling belong to a church. If you're in an environment like that, it's very difficult to feel connected, because all that's connecting you is your agreements, your rules and your regulations. But there is a process to belonging to a church. Did you know that? And there's six steps involved in that. So the first is, I visited their church. The second is, I go to that church. The third is, I attend Rugeley Community Church. We move from just, I visited, I go, to actually giving it a name. Then it takes another step. I'm part of Rugeley Community Church. Then the next step, I belong to Rugeley Community Church. That's how we start speaking. That's how we start sharing. And then the final step is, this is my church. So if you've got a bit of paper on you, don't worry if you haven't, you can do it in your head. I want you to be honest and just take a minute. Where are you in those six steps? Now, if you're at this is my church, fantastic. But maybe if you're a few steps back, what do you have to do to take that next step? What is it you feel that's got to be connecting with you to make that next step? To ask yourself and know in yourself, actually, this is my church. So I'm going to give you a minute to think about that. Okay. And this is important, because when you feel that you belong to something, then you naturally take responsibility. It's not until you take ownership over something that you actually feel you have influence. So there's a practicality to belonging. And that practicality involves you and it involves the family. So we're going to go through these. So the first is a name. I have an identity. Each one of you is precious. We value each and every one of you. Why? Because Jesus died for you. And he has placed you here. But you're not. Jesus didn't do a blanket save. He didn't do a free for two offer. He died for each and every one of you. So even within that context of you having your own identity, which is supremely important because it empowers you in knowing who you are in Christ, within a family context, you still have an identity. That's the wonder of how God brings us together as a family. Next. I am known. You are known because Jesus saved you, and you're known because of who you are and your uniqueness in that. But your uniqueness isn't a solo thing. God has placed us within a family. So within that uniqueness, you have a community. And if you'd like to look around, this is part of your community. All these beautiful people. Okay. I thought there might be a little bit more in there. Okay. And what's wonderful in your community is you're accepted. And because you're accepted, they're not just any old people. These are your people. I have a people. But there's another step within that. Within that, you are valued. We value every single one of you. And within your family context, you're significant. But other things come from that. I share partnership. I have a place. So we partner with one another. But within that partnering, we have a place. I share responsibility. So we're a family. Families outwork responsibilities together. You have a role within that that nobody else can fill. You're your own unique piece of jigsaw that makes up the picture of Rooty Community Church. I share common values or DNA, our core values. We share those together. That's why we're looking at doing this membership course. All of this will be in your booklet, by the way, if you're trying to keep up with me. So don't worry about that. And the thing is, we think alike. That doesn't mean we become robots. But our core values and our core DNA, our core heart is that we're in this together. We will be uniquely different with different giftings and skills and everything else. But we have that common vision, that common goal. And we share and agree upon the vision. And we have common purpose. And when a church is at that stage, then the church is motoring. It is like a wave that just goes. Because we're all singing off the same sheet. We're all moving, yet within that is diversity. But here's some messy truth. Belonging takes risk. There's no such thing as a perfect church or a perfect people. I meet people who are looking for that, and I can guarantee they will look for that to the end of their days. Why? Because it's made up of people like me and you. We're not in heaven. So if you want to belong, if I want to belong, I and you have to be vulnerable. Otherwise we're not belonging. We're keeping that distance. We have to leave our weapons at the door. We have to let down our walls and be okay with the fact that it will cost me and you something to be truly connected to this group of people. If you want to be seen and known, you have to take off your armor that you think is protecting you from pain. Because the truth is, it's really just shutting us out anyway. It's keeping that distance. It keeps us from the possibility of love and belonging. And I get it. That's hard to do when you've been hurt. And particularly when you've been hurt by love in the past. To be vulnerable is a risk and a cost, but we're doing it in a setting of family. So our encouragement as a church, as a team, would be that you would be willing to take a risk and walk the journey with us. That you'll take a risk on loving again. Because we don't want your past hurts to steal your life. God is bigger than any person's ability to hurt you. So don't let hurt steal your life. We've all been hurt in the past. I have. You have. But we can choose again to love and to trust again. You were born to belong. And you were born to belong in the family of God. See, you and I carry the name of Jesus. You've been placed here. Only you can fill the place that you take within this family. If you don't show up, there's a hole. So we need to be fully committed. We need you to be fully you. Not someone else, but to be fully you. To take that risk of vulnerability. And to actually make a choice towards your place in Rugeley Community Church. There is something spiritual about when we come together. We were down at Eastgate last week, and Pete Carter, in half an hour, was the best I've ever heard someone speak on the fact that we are spiritual beings first and human beings second. And he took that from Genesis to New Testament in half an hour. I was amazed. So I would encourage you, go on their website and listen to it, because it just helps understand, when we think from a spiritual point of view, why the importance is of why we come together, but also in who you are. These things that we're in are just earthly tents, earthly vessels. God breathed, we only came alive when God breathed into us, and that in us was spirit. And I'll stop there because I'll just repeat what he's going to say. So I would encourage you, listen to that. So, what it means for you to be a part of the church. Well, over many weeks and months, we've put this into one sentence, and it's this. To be part of Rugeley Community Church family is to live in and live out the love of God in a covenant relationship. Now, all I would ask you do with that is take it and pray it through. That's not an instruction. That's a way of life. Okay? It is to serve in a family environment and actively to be part of our journey. See, it's not about coming to this church. It's about belonging to this church. And there is a difference with our attitude and approach when it's about coming to, there is about belonging. So who is all belonged out? Okay. Well, we're going to move on to the easier part now of covenant. And this is important. See, Rugeley Community Church is not a building, it's not a club or a business. We're firstly, we're the body of Christ. Colossians says, and Jesus is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. We are a holy temple. Ephesians, in him the whole building is joined together and raises to become a holy temple of the Lord. We are the bride of Christ. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. And then finally, we are different types of people who are united in Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, from down south, from up north, from east, west, even the Haywoods. Yeah, you're all important. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. It is so important that we understand and we recognize from both sides that God is joining our hearts in this. Because joining can't be isolated. If we're joined, then we're joined to others. That's a fact. But genuine joining needs commitment from both sides. Otherwise, it isn't a relationship, is it? It's not what you would call belonging, is it? It is something that is distant. So we take commitment to one another seriously. As when we receive Christ, we come into a relationship with God and his people. And Andy's going to talk about more of this in a few weeks. But water baptism is a prophetic act that indicates this covenant relationship. You know, we die to self. We no longer put ourselves first. We are new creations. And the nature of covenant is that those who make it die to themselves for the sake of their covenant partner. So we're not just friends, we are. But it runs deeper than that. Why? Because that's the relationship Jesus has with us. He's the example. So our commitment within family of Rugeley Community Church involves us belonging to Rugeley Community Church as a contributor rather than a consumer. Because it's family. It's covenant. It's not about us just coming to get what we can, it's what we can give. And in what we give, it's what we get out of that. Now that's not that we don't support each other and we don't love each other, that's not what I'm saying. But our heart attitude is that we come as a contributor. In other words, the focus of each member in our covenant is this. I'm in this relationship for what I can give to it, not just for what I can receive from it. And that's for each one of us. Why? Because we're a covenant people who come under a covenant God. The Hebrew term for covenant is berit. Berit. It's something like that anyway. But what it means is the important bit. It means to bond. In the Greek, it's about building together. There's no distance between you and I. In the Bible, a covenant is a relationship based on mutual commitments that typically involves promises, obligations, and rituals. So we are called, each person, to move beyond convenient. What's convenient for me? Actually, it's about who we are together as family. The goal of covenant is to be like a marriage. Now, we're not going to live with each other 24 hours a day. Okay, don't worry about that. But it is the principle of that. Because within a marriage, you shouldn't be able to separate passion and sacrifice. Passion and sacrifice are at the heart of covenant. Why do I say that? Well, you only have to look at the Bible. You only have to look at the cross. Jesus went to the cross in passion and in sacrifice, but under a covenant God. Covenant bonds people through God's love, not mutual agreement. We're bonded by who we love, not what we're against. Our commitment to Jesus and one another is as a covenant people. Therefore, within our framework of Rugeley Community Church, our framework is one of covenant, not agreement. So we're not always going to agree. But that's okay. So, within our covenant, we will agree to disagree without falling out. But Richard, how's that going to form other churches? Well, because our identity, who we are, we work these things through. Now, Dave will cover, I'm not talking about our basis of faith, what we believe and what we hold to. But actually, too many people have left too many churches because of disagreement that need have never happened. That actually we're called to work through. So, in that context, we will watch out for each other's backs. We are there for one another. I have guys in this church who I can have quite robust discussions with, but I know they've got my back and I've got their back. That's what working out family is all about in a biblical sense. And know the heart behind what we say when truth is spoken. Now, what I'm not saying is when your opinion is spoken. Okay? What does the word say? What is it something that we're saying to that person is going to edify, encourage, build, mature them up? When that truth is spoken, we're going to know the heart behind that is the love of Jesus. Because that environment encourages us to grow and mature. At the heart of our covenant and our commitment is a commitment to letting Jesus be the center of our lives. And you know, in the busy world that we all live in, sometimes that slips. But we've got to commit to putting him first. When he's first, you will find that everything else falls into place. It might not change your circumstance, but it will affect how you approach your circumstance and your life. Our covenant and commitment is to one another. Our commitment to fulfill the plans and purposes God has spoken out over us. That's both individually and corporately. And commitment to be used by Father in bringing his kingdom to the communities we live and work in. There are things in this world that God has only called you to do. But he's equipped you and skilled you for that. So a covenant relationship. We've touched on this, but the word covenant means to pledge, to promise, to bond or vow. So as followers of Jesus in Rugeley Community Church's covenant relationship, we're going to make some promises to each other. What I mean by each other? Promises we make as a family, but promises that the leadership team makes to you as well. So in regards to family, we're going to promise to love God, love yourself, and love others. If you find it difficult to love God, you'll find it difficult to love yourself. Because you've got to see how he sees you, not what the enemy tells you. Not even what that mirror says in the bathroom. It's what God says and who he says you are. And you love yourself, you will spiritually love others. You will find it easy. You're going to promise to take responsibility for your life and your relationships with God and with others. See, it's not the leadership team responsibility to do that. Within a covenant, that's your responsibility. Because we all have to answer before God. But we're all equipped to God to be able to do that. And you're going to promise to be open to feedback and healthy confrontation where necessary. Why do we say that? Because we're not this all lovey-dovey in, you know, love is strong. Love is strong. And as you will see, our desire is that you grow and mature. And sometimes in love, and it is to be in love, there needs to be feedback and healthy confrontation where necessary. Don't worry, you've got 26 points and the leadership team have got 2. Now I'm only joking, Okay, you're going to promise to honour and respect our culture and values. Because, be honest, we're in this together or we're not. And listen, if this isn't your place, your home, we will help you find somewhere it is. Do I want that? No, I do not want that. I value and love every one of you, but at the end of the day, I want what's best for you. And I want you to be committed to this journey together because it's exciting, but also we want you to grow and mature. You're going to play your part in the life of Rugeley Community Church. We're a family. And I'll come and touch on that in a minute. And you will give generously to help us fulfill our mission. Now, immediately some of you think, oh, he's on to finance now. No, it's time, it's skills, it's gifting, it's resources, and it's our finances. And we're so blessed. We thank you for what you do give in your time, your skills, your gifting, your resources, and your finances. But this is relationship. So this is what the leadership of this church promises to you. We'll love God. You might think, well, that's a pretty basic if you're going to, but we will. We'll put God first in our lives. And we will love all people. We promise you that we are working towards, because we're a work in progress, creating an environment in which God is glorified and his kingdom comes. And listen, these are from our heart. These are not instructions. This is not a manual. This is from our heart. We want to create a loving, healthy environment in which you can grow and mature as Christians. I generally say we want you to surpass anything that we are experiencing with Father. We want you to grow. We want you to mature. We want to create an environment which you are empowered to become all that God has made you to be. We're not going to sit on you. We want you to have freedom to grow. And we want you to learn from your mistakes like we're learning from our mistakes. But you have to create an environment for that to happen. And we, as a leadership, will be open to feedback and healthy confrontation where necessary. Because that's important. Okay, I'm going to whip through some of these. So developing our covenant relationship, we all need to take on attributes of humility. And I say all, so this I'm going to fly through a bit, but it's in your book, so please pray about it. So I'm applying this to me, okay? So I must remain teachable. The day we don't remain teachable, we're in problems. We're in trouble, okay? I don't know if this is a word, but it'd be good to cover. we have to be influenceable. I'm sure it is. I haven't seen it anywhere else. We have to be able to receive correction without defending ourselves. We must rejoice when others are celebrated. And you think, well, that's easy. Well, actually, sometimes that isn't. But that's what the people we want to be. No job can be too small for us. I don't do the bins in the week sometimes because I have to. It's because I want to. Because I'm part of a family that makes up the wholeness of the family that we are. We don't always have to be right. We should naturally seek the advice of others. We actually pray and not just talk about it. We must freely admit our flaws, mistakes and failures. This is a safe place. I say, I'm talking to all of us with these. We have to live to help others succeed. We cannot be easily offended. We have to have a thankful attitude. We must refuse to live with a sense of entitlement, thinking someone owes us something. We have to be quick to forgive and not hold grudges. We have to be confident in who we are and content in who we are not. Be yourself. Don't be the person next to you or the person that's up the front. Be yourself. Because you are a mighty, powerful person. So bearing these attributes in mind, if you've been looking for an opportunity to meet people and explore your talents, you might consider joining one of these teams. Don't worry, they're all in your book. They meet at various times, they have different times and lengths of involvement. But listen, you don't have to have a title or a gift to be involved. We're family. And like family, some jobs just need doing. So on a Sunday, you don't need a BA, a spiritual gift, or a skill to stack a chair. Now you might need to do it physically, be able to do it physically, so understand that I'm doing that. But sometimes it's just jobs in the family that need doing because we're family. So why do we serve? Well, the Bible firmly links our service with our personal growth. We actually grow when we serve. And see, it's easy to think, well, I just need to get this right in my life before I actually serve. No, you don't. Because actually in you serving, probably God will get that bit right anyway. Serving helps us to get sorted. And at the end of the day, we're family. And why wouldn't you serve in your family? You know, there's an analogy given at a conference with that in the summer when Banning from Jesus Culture said, you wouldn't go home, sit at a table and shout out, I need a glass of water. That would be a bit strange if the other family members are in the house. I think they might say some choice words to you. So why do we treat this family any different? We're not. We're on this all together. Now, I'm not going to touch on Connect Groups other to say that it's taken a little bit longer to get them going as we anticipate. But I do apologize for that, but in some ways I don't, because we want to get this right. And like I said at the beginning, we want to grow these from acorns into oak trees. So bear with us with them. And I'm not going to go through these slides because we haven't got time. I've done it twice before. You will see it in the booklet. But it tells you the core purpose, what is a Connect group, where and when do they meet, etc. But I say all this is in your booklet. They meet regularly to live out their mission, discipleship, community together, how you can join. So in future, the Sunday sign-ups won't go on the length of period these ones have, okay? Because you're thinking it's been probably 6 months we've been signing up. No, it hasn't actually been 6 months. It's probably been about 6 weeks. But it will only, in future, be over 2 Sundays. But once we get that sorted, we will... But the one thing I would say from it is this, that And this is what I've been saying, really, and I'm hoping you're catching the heart of what we're about. See, people don't care what you know until they know they care, until they know you care. And you can apply that in church as much as you can apply it in the community that we live in. And we care. We've got to care for one another. So I thought, as we're launching this, what would be the best way to end it? Well, I thought the best way would be to have communion. Why? Because we're a covenant God, we're a covenant people, we're a covenant family. And our membership is at the heart of covenant. So we're going to take communion together. Deuteronomy says this in 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. He is our example in covenant, in relationship. When we struggle in relationship, in covenant with one another, go back to the Father. Because it's about keeping him central in our lives. Al, would you come up and read? Get Al to come up and read a song, and then we're just going to wait a minute. I'm going to start a song which is a bit lively for communion. I know. But it's, it portrays something what we're trying to share this morning. And then, I'll come back. So you just carry on a second. Yeah.
Okay, this is a song that was written quite some time ago. We used to sing it years ago, but the words are still prevalent, especially as to what we're doing today. The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ, the Lord. And on that revelation, each one of us is called to taste his full salvation and know his life within, a pure and holy nation to glorify the King. This time of preparation eventually will yield the fruit of all his labors. His heart will be fulfilled. From every tribe and nation, his people shall be known, drawn to be his kingdom made out of living stones. See him and be radiant. Taste the Lord and know, for he wants to take us deeper, for we are what we sow. The streams of living water he longs to overflow, that out of all creation his glory we will show.
So I just want you to close your eyes, because I say, I don't want what I've shared to be instructions. It's not a manual. It's a way of life. So Holy Spirit, I ask you that you speak what is true into our hearts now. I pray that every heart here will know how much they are valued. Firstly, in their relationship with you. But then secondly, in our relationship with one another. I pray that they would catch that they have been placed within this family for such a time as this. That we are kingdom people who do church. So Holy Spirit, I pray as we can take communion now, do something in us as family together. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to come up and take communion as family. You're going to take it as an individual, but you're also taking it within a family context. So I want you to be honest. If you're sick as family, I want you to tell the person next to you, and they as family are going to pray for you. If you're struggling to belong, I want you to be honest in a safe environment and say that to the person next to you. And I want you to pray for them. So I'm not going to break the bread. I'm not going to give out the juice, because we're family. You're going to do that as family.